The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Bookish Banter, where we're going to be diving into the literary world, dissecting wild theories, and spilling all the bookish tea. I'm your host, DJ Pisces. Welcome back to episode 5 of Bookish Banter, where we dive into the literary world, dissect wild theories, and spill all the bookish tea. Today, we've got a special guest with us, Delilah. Delilah is a huge book lover, and we're going to get to know all about her reading journey, so grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's get started. All right, so Delilah, before we dive into all the fun stuff, let's start with you. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got into reading?
Okay, hi, I'm Delilah. I kind of got into reading as a little kid. I wasn't super into reading as a kid, but it was definitely one of my interests. I struggled to find new books that I enjoyed, so I would just reread the same ones. I stopped reading in late elementary school to middle school because the books just started to become more difficult and I struggled to read as a kid. So as soon as I grew out of the graphic novels, I kind of lost interest. And I picked reading back up in about 8th to 9th grade. I would see books on TikTok that seemed really interesting, and it kind of just sparked my interest in reading again. I saw a book at the store, and I literally just asked my mom if I could get the book, and she said yeah, because she was really excited that I was into reading again. And I've been invested in reading since then. I would say in like March of 2022 is when I picked reading up again. And that summer, I literally read around like 20 books, and it was really enjoyable just because reading was so new, and I had a lot of books to choose from.
Wow. You know, it's really interesting to like hear your journey from growing up as like a little kid to now, and how your love and like interest in books kind of developed, how you lost interest and also like gained it back. Like, do you have a specific memory or book that you think sparked your love for reading again?
So as a kid, I would say that the book that like really stands out to me is a book called El Defo. I don't remember the author's name, but it was a graphic novel basically about like this girl who was deaf and she lost her hearing, and it was like the whole process of her learning to read lips and sign language and all of that stuff. So she just was learning to live life with her new like disability. The other graphic novels that stood out to me were the books like Smile, Sisters, and Ghosts. They're all by the same author, but again, I don't remember her name. Those were just really fun for me. I thought they were really interesting plots, and my sister would always like buy the books for me, so they also hold a like good memory. And then recently when I got back into reading in like early high school, I would say that the book that stood out to me is a basic book, but it Ends With Us. That book I just saw all over TikTok. And like I said, I literally just asked my mom for the book, and it kind of just like holds a memory now just because it was the first book that I like actually was invested in reading. And it was kind of the first like quote unquote mature book that I was reading that wasn't a graphic novel or a kid's novel.
Wow, no, it's really... I used to love those books growing up. I definitely like read all of those because they were just so fun. Like graphic novels, I know you know that they're so good. We love graphic novels. Like if you weren't into a lot of words, pictures were the next thing to go to. Little bit of words and lots of pictures. But anyway, we all know reading is such a personal experience, you know, and it means a lot to people in so many different ways and in so many different forms. Was there ever a time in your life when you realized reading was going to be a big part of who you are as a person? Like, what's your go-to book when you need comfort or you just want to escape everything?
Like I said before a little bit, I started reading in March of 2022, but I would say in like May of 2022 is when I really realized that I like to read, and it like kind of my obsession just picked up from there. I feel like my go-to book is either Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid or The Deal by L. Kennedy. These two books I've reread millions of times. Like, I could quote some of the pages from the books. They're my go-to books whenever I'm bored or I'm just in need of a good book, but I don't know what to read. Also, I've annotated the books before, so they have a lot of like personal connections, and it just makes it more fun for me to read because I see the different types of stages in life I've been in, and it just like what stood out to me at the time.
Okay, I heard you mention that you could quote some of the pages from those books. Do you think you could give us a little something?
Okay, so in Malibu Rising, it's not an exact quote, but the first line is basically just Malibu catches fire, and then there's a time jump, and it goes into the before the fire started. And like, I don't know why, but the way the book started and finished, I'm not gonna say because it's gonna spoil it, but it just stood out to me so much. And it's like, I think of that quote probably once a month just because it stood out to me so much. And the way they counteracted the intro sentence to the conclusion sentence, that I just like matched it so well, and I constantly think of those two quotes.
Okay, now let's talk about your favorite genre. I'm so flipping excited for this. So we all know that everyone has that one genre that just draws them in, and I'm dying to know, Delilah, what genre do you find yourself gravitating towards the most? Because for me, it's definitely like dark romance, fantasy, murder mystery, you know, but mainly fantasy, guys. But I need to know what yours is.
My favorite genre is definitely romance. It draws me in the most. I prefer rom-coms over dark romance, just because I prefer the light, fluffy rom-coms. But I also like drama because it just keeps the book entertaining. But mystery and thrillers are definitely on my list as well. They are really entertaining for me, but romance is definitely my go-to.
Okay. Those are definitely good genres, and I wouldn't really expect you to be the romance type. I was honestly thinking more fantasy, but you know what? I love that for you. Anyway, moving on. What is it about this genre that you feel makes it click for you? What makes it like feel like it's your top genre choice in a way?
I feel like it's my top genre choice because it just clicks for me. I really like the light and fluffy with cute plots and cute little plot twists, but I like it when there's a drama because it has a deeper connection. I also really enjoy the fiction of the books because there's an aspect of realism to it that makes it really entertaining and realistic to me, and I'm able to visualize what the characters are going through and everything that they can feel and see. Complex characters are also really big in romance books, and I feel like rom-coms often represent them really well, and I just feel like I'm able to have a deeper connection to the characters and I can relate to them on a personal level.
Okay, but like, you can't lie, when it comes to romance, it's also the guys, isn't it? Like, really, it's the guys. We all can't lie, guys, it is the men, because if they're done right, and I know you agree, they're done so good. Like, you cannot tell me I'm wrong.
No, yeah, definitely. Like, sorry, the guys are what draw you in. Because just imagine getting treated that well. Like, I wish.
No, like, seriously, why can't we have this on a daily basis? Like, why does it have to be only in books or only in movies? Like, I need to be treated like a queen every day, as should you, as should any other female in this world. Sorry for getting off track, guys. But Let's go into something a little bit different. Still in genres, but a little bit different. Do you have a favorite subgenre? I know people don't usually talk about this, but yeah, do you have a favorite subgenre? Or like a specific type of story that like really excites you?
Yeah, definitely. So this one is kind of... my favorite subgenre is also romance, but it's not in a romance book. I love mystery with a subplot of romance, or even though I'm not a huge fantasy girly, when there's a subplot of romance in the fantasy books and it's done well, it's the best thing ever. I just feel like it gives like a little bit of like a cutesy fun little thing, but it still keeps the seriousness of the novel. Like mystery novels, a really really good example of this is A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. It's a trilogy, and it basically follows two teenagers who are investigating this case, and they just end up falling in love throughout the three books, and it just makes the book so much better because it makes the book so realistic and just shows how the characters are able to connect. And just like those two the subgenre of romance in mystery is just so well done because it just makes the cases so much more personal and obviously more entertaining.
I like that. I liked your explanation. You know, it was good. Most people don't know how to explain that. And like, sometimes you'll just be sitting and it's like, okay. But you did good. I liked it. What's your opinion on like romance and the political kind of book? You know what I mean? Like when it comes to fantasy or like those more like political plots, but it has a slight hint of like tad romance. Like, what's your opinion on that?
Kind of like what I was saying, it just like, I feel like it adds a little bit of fun in the story. Like, a lot of those books are very serious, very, like, intense. And the romance is just a little escape from the real world almost. And I also feel like it just does it so well, especially in the political sides. If it's like the two enemies end up falling in love, it just is so intimate and real that it's just like, I honestly can barely explain the feeling, but it's just such a good feeling when this happens, because it's like, oh my God, like, I can't even explain it. It's just amazing. Like, it's just the best thing ever.
It is. It really is. I totally wholeheartedly agree with that. It's amazing. Let's take it a step further. What are some of your all-time favorite books or series that you just cannot stop recommending to people? I know I've heard some from you, but not everyone else has. And also, like, what makes these books so special for you?
I would definitely say that my all-time favorite book is If He Had Been With Me, and also the sequel, If Only I Had Told Her. These books just hold such, like, a deep emotional connection to me, and I read them and it just was absolutely heartbreaking to me. I just feel like these books are so real and accurate to how people feel. Like, the main character was kind of not really liked throughout the story, and a lot of people don't like her, but I feel like that made me like her so much more, just because I was able to connect to her on a different level. And the book isn't perfect by any means. It's not a perfect rom-com where it's like, actually, I wouldn't even consider it a rom-com. It's definitely a romance book, but not a romantic comedy. It's more of a, like I said, it's a more of a deep emotional story, but it follows the romance plot lines. And I just feel like these books are so special to me because of the emotional connection, like I said. And I don't know, I just feel like I read it and it created such an emotional depth to me that it's never going to leave my mind.
See, I actually got the collector's edition of If He Had Been With Me. Is that the title? Yeah, I got the collector's edition, and also it was primarily because Delilah had been talking to me about this book for so long, and I was like, I need to read this. And then I started seeing it everywhere, and I was like, yeah, I have to get it. Also, guys, if you go get the collector's edition, if you see it, it is so beautiful. Like, the spray, everything, the details, it's so pretty. But yeah, no, I really like that. And it's kind of interesting to kind of see how you're explaining how something so sad can mean so much to you. Like, you say it was really heartbreaking, but there's such amazing books that it had such an, like, you know, an amazing impact on you yourself as a person. Moving on, how would you feel about book to movie adaptions of those books? Do you think you'd be a fan, or do you think they'd even live up to original story? I'm only asking this because I did talk about book to movie adaptions in, I believe, my third episode. But yes, I just want to know your opinion on this.
So this is actually, like, I'm really conflicted about book to movie adaptations, because I feel like when they're done right, they're amazing. They get the entire feel of the book. But if they're not done right, then it just ruins the book. Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but then the book is just so much different and it kind of gets a bad rap. So I feel like for If He Had Been With Me and its sequel, I honestly cannot tell you how I would feel. Kind of like what I was saying, if it's done correctly, I would love it. And I think it would be the best thing ever, because I'd be able to fully see the characters and almost get to know them. There's just more content of a book, because I really struggle, because once a book is over, you cannot see them again. Where in a show, for instance, like, you can see the behind the scenes or the cast interviews, and there's just so much more involved with it, where a book is, once you finish the last page, it's over. So kind of with that, I'm really conflicted, because it's like, I would love to see more of these characters, but if it's not done correctly, it just will ruin the book for me and just not portray it how I would like it.
You make some very valid points. The exact same points that I made, in fact, to a different degree and almost description. I described it differently, but basically same thing. No, I agree. It can definitely ruin how you feel about a book. And, like, once you finish that last page of that book, and if there's no sequel, if there is, you never like get to see it again. I don't know. And yeah, I feel like what I have talked about, I feel like casting is a big thing when it comes to movie, you know, adaptations or even series. Like casting is so like crucial that I feel like it could ruin everything. Example, Colleen Hoover, It Ends With Us.
No, yeah, I completely agree. Like that movie was just what even happened. Casting is everything. Colleen Hoover kind of is not fully showing how this is, but I feel like the author should be involved in the process, because if they truly care about their books and how they want it to be, they will make sure that the characters are chosen right. And they just, I feel like, and also they will make sure that the storyline is correctly made, because I've seen a lot of shows, like for instance, A Good Girl's Guide to Murder was turned into a TV show, and they changed so many plot lines that it was good, but I wish they didn't change as much. So it's like, I feel like the author just needs to be involved to make sure that it is portrayed accurately and how they would want it to be portrayed.
Yep. She gets it. She gets it. That's all. That's all I got to say. What more is there to say? Nothing. So yeah. Okay. Moving on. I just want to say I've absolutely loved hearing your thoughts on all these fun topics today. Before we wrap up, I'd like to ask you one final question that I know everyone wants to know. Well, mainly me, but we'll say everyone, but mainly me. If you could have dinner with any fictional character, who would it be and why?
Okay, I would for sure go with Aaron Warner from Shatter Me. It's just the way he treated Juliet, which was his girlfriend in the book, is just so special to me. The way he cared for her, the way he just loved her. Like, no offense, Juliet, I'm gonna take your man. Like, sorry. He also is just like, the way he's described is perfect. Like, he's very proper, very almost gentleman-like. And you could tell the author knew what she was doing when she was writing. And the only flaw about him is that he is my height. We are the same height. So maybe we'll just like, he is a fictional character, so we'll just add a 5 inches or so, but he does have an accent, so maybe that will balance it out. But overall, I would definitely go with Aaron Warner. He's just the best man ever, and no one will ever compare.
I can't really comment on this this character because I haven't started the series yet, even though I've been pressured to and I really need to. I will, don't worry, I will be reading soon. Do we want to know who mine is?
Yes, obviously,
guys, we've already talked about him before. Mine, as of now, would definitely have to be Adrian from The King of Battle and Blood. I sadly could not pronounce his last names because, girl, I don't know what language that is. I'm not going to even try. I'm going to botch the heck out of that. But, oh my gosh, I can't. The way he is, that's all I can say. I need to talk with this man. I need, not even a man, he's a vampire. What am I talking about? I just need him. I need to see him. Like, yeah. But Let's dive a little bit deeper into this topic. What would be the first thing you talk to him about?
Honestly, I don't even know. I think I would look at him and just lose all comprehension of how to speak, just because he's such a gorgeous man that I'd be like, oh my God, I'm in his presence. And I'd honestly probably fangirl, I will confess. But I feel like I would just like make him talk so I can hear his accent and like maybe see his muscles.
Honestly, good answer. Valid answer. I think I'd have to join you for that. Just so I could figure out for myself, you know, like how, like what's going to be happening in the series. Like, I need to know who I'm going to be reading about. You guys get it. Anyway, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and, of course, everyone else listening today. It has been such a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for listening to episode 5. Tune in next week for episode 6 as we turn the page to our next chapter of Bookish Banter. Until then, happy reading.